How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about pro wrestling. And before we get to our topic this week, we would be remiss, Leonard. This will be
Yes.
a week or two old by this point, but just a little bit of news and notes. We got, by the time you see this, I'm sure AEW Revolution 2025 will have happened. That happens on March 9th. But what happened at Elimination Chamber was that John Cena turned heel. And I did not watch this entire event because we had a ton of things going on that particular day, so I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing. But I actually had it spoiled for me because I looked on Twitter very briefly, and somebody had posted it on Twitter because by the time I was getting ready to watch it, it had already happened. But yeah, I was very surprised. I wasn't surprised that he won the chamber. Because I thought that that was the way they were going anyway, but I did not see the heel turn coming because, honestly, when Cena was a full-time guy, a lot of people, including myself, were wondering, oh, when is he going to turn heel? If, are they going to do it? When are they going to do it? And then it became they're never going to do it. Who cares? But now that he's not a full-time guy, I don't think anybody was expecting them to go this route because he's getting ready to be done. He's on the verge of potentially breaking Ric Flair's 16-time record. And I don't think anybody thought it was going to go this way. But you know what? Hats off to WWE, who their product I've criticized here in the past, but this was a story turn that they needed and was a good play. But Leonard, I don't know if you watched the event. Probably not, but I'm sure you
No, I did. I have watched the clip. I find the weirdest thing was The Rock's throat slit gesture. Like, I don't think he knows how to do that.
He did in a weird way. You're right.
Yeah, they told him to like do the throat, and he's like, oh, okay. And yeah, he had no idea how to do that. I liked, and it's worked. It's the number one thing everyone's talking about. It's getting eyeballs on the product. It's put juice to that Cody versus John Cena match. Actually, just
Right.
earlier tonight, I said to my wife, I said, this is a sentence you will understand. I said, the John Cena became a bad guy because The Rock ordered him to beat up Cody Rhodes. And she understood that sentence.
Right. Well, yeah, and you said
Because
it.
she knows who all three of those guys are.
Right. I don't want to people throw around the term household name, but they're stars.
Yeah.
They're stars outside of wrestling. At least The Rock and John Cena are. So,
So we watched a show that Cody was on. It was like an America's Got Talent thing, but they were like doing dumb stunts or something.
not Lonesome Dove with Bret Hart.
No, it wasn't Lonesome Dove with Bret Hart.
But yeah, you're right. It puts juice to the feud for sure. Because honestly, I that was a gonna you know as a face versus face match, I was like, okay, whatever, But the rest of the card that WrestleMania has going on, I find bland. But this puts some energy into it. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know that we're going to be seeing John Cena rapping, but who knows? I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't think he's going to go that far back in the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. So anywho. This week we are going to be giving you another version, another edition rather, of our Unstable Stables, and just going over the rules of Unstable Stables. Basically, we have either a stable or a list of something, and we take those wrestlers, and Leonard and I each draft them into teams. And after we have drafted those teams, we have assembled a makeshift fantasy booking type card that we then debate. So this time we are going to be doing the Royal Rumble, but we're going to be doing the first person eliminated in each Royal Rumble as one giant stable. So Leonard, take it away.
Yeah, so this was a suggestion from good friend of the show, Ronnie, who came across this list. So we're going to be drafting from a list of 34 names or 17 guys each. Last time we did this, it was the Hart family with Chad getting the first pick. So I got the first pick this time. and Chad will get the seed first on the card, which we'll get to. And of who we draft, there'll be one person used as a manager or for a run-in. So some exceptions here. We're not including Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels, as they both previously won Rumbles. Michaels was first out in 2003 and Flair in 2007. Also, Santino Marella and The Miz were both eliminated first twice. Santino in 08 and 2013, Miz in 2015 and 2023, so they only count once. And we're not counting any of the women's Rumbles. And we've also eliminated Sin Cara 2, who was the first eliminated from the greatest Royal Rumble ever. So we have even numbers. Also special this time is that typically when we do these, you get the person as they were, like when they were in the Four Horsemen, when they were in the NWO, et cetera. But this time, anybody you draft, you can use them in any gimmick they ever worked under, because we've got so many guys here who were working very specific gimmicks when they were the first out in the Rumble. So, for example, Smash of Demolition. You can use him as Crusher Darso, Repo Man, Blacktop Bully, Hole-in-One Darso, anybody you want to use him as. So keep that in mind. So here's the draft board. In order of the year, starting with the first Rumble, coming on up, with those exceptions I mentioned. So we have Butch Reed, Smash, Coco Beware, Dino Bravo, Ted DiBiase, Papa Shango, Samu, Jimmy Del Rey, Bob Backlund, Fake Razor Ramon, which is very important to point out that it is Fake Razor, Tom Brandy, Golga, Mosh, Bull Buchanan, Big Boss Man, Bradshaw, Daniel Pewter, Simon Dean, Santino Marella, The Great Khali, Evan Bourne, Justin Gabriel, Alex Riley, Damian Sandow, The Miz, Rusev, Jack Gallagher, Rhino, Jeff Jarrett, Elias, Jeff Hardy, Robert Roode, and Grayson Waller and Carmelo Hayes. So I think this is the biggest list that we've ever done one of these on, because we split up the NWO.
Yeah, no, that's true. All right. So, Leonard, you get the first pick, right?
Yes. All right. So I think there is there's three names I think could be a number one, and then there's a handful, I think, of decent talent, and then it's a bag of crap.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Ted DiBiase, number one. You know, a main event heel in the late 80s, great worker, good on the mic, good character.
All right. Well, my first pick is going to be Bob Backlund.
Bob was my number two.
Yeah.
So, and again, because the way we're using this, this can be old school Bob Backlund. It doesn't have to be crazy Mr. Backlund. So that's a good pick there. I'm going to go Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy would have been high on my list for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, here it kind of gets a little bit tougher.
Right. Those were my top three guys. And then now I've got some dudes that are pretty interchangeable, I think, through, like, you know, 4 through 10.
I think I'm going to pick the Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man is, I think, a quality pick here. Oh, wait a minute. I almost gave Big Boss Man to myself on my list. Yes, I'm going old school, writing everything down by hand. I'm going to go with a dude that I think is really underrated. I'm going to go with Butch Reed.
All right.
I've been watching some 87 stuff lately from WWF, and new appreciation for the Butch Reed.
All right. My next pick is Bradshaw.
Okay. And, of course, you can use him in any of his various gimmicks. I'm going to go with, might be underrated here, I'm going to go with Golga, who was, of course, also Earthquake. So
I understand.
I think that's a decent pick there. Not using him as Golga, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you could if you wanted to, Leonard. You know, you should think about that. I think I'm going to go with Jeff Jarrett.
Okay. You know, it's very interesting. Names that you're picking, I have together on my list, like one right after the other, but a little lower than where you're taking them. I'm gonna let this one guy sit, but you know what? I think Rusev's a good pick. I'm gonna take Rusev.
Yeah, it's about the time for somebody like that, I would say. That's a decent pick. I think for my next pick, I'm gonna select Robert Roode.
Okay, he was definitely on my list coming up. I want to think, do I want to take guys that, you know, fit together? Or I'm trying to mix up my heels and my baby faces or what have you. I think I need, well, I got Jeff. I was saying, do I need another high flyer? You know what? I'm going Rhino. Going with another shit kicker.
I hate to do this. I'm going to have to pick The Miz.
Why do you hate to pick
like The Miz in any way, but like it, we're getting close to the crap part of of this. So
okay, I'm going I said I had Jeff Hardy, so I had like a high flyer risk taker dude. I'm gonna take another one. Go with Evan Bourne.
Okay. It has Dino Bravo been taken?
Dino Bravo is available.
We're going to go with Dino Bravo.
Dino
Sorry
Bravo.
If I took away your tag team idea there.
Possible. Right now, I'm just drafting whoever and seeing who I've got. But speaking of tag teams, you know what? I'm going to take Smash. Barry Darso with all the gimmicks is very versatile.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am going to go with another guy that I do not really like at all. Grayson Waller.
Okay. I had him coming up too. I'm going to take a guy who is probably way lower on your radar, but I got a possible idea for him. So I'm going to take him now. I'm going to take Simon Dean, who is also Nova.
I don't know if that's going to help you, but sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who do we have?
I would say we're officially in the crap part of the list.
Let's go with Papa Shango.
Okay. Who, of course, was also the godfather and the ultimate fighting machine. And I'm gonna go with Hall of Famer Coco Beware.
Oh yeah, see, he was next on my list as well.
All right,
I'm gonna go with everybody's favorite, the great Khali.
Oh, you know what? Khali could have his uses with some of these other guys and with the way the card's going to look. The man may have his uses. I'm going to go with a dude who I think is an up-and-comer. I'm going to go with Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, yeah. See, he was next on my list, too.
Oh, see, I'm nipping you. I like it.
Yeah. Now we're getting into some of the people that like I know only very loosely.
Yeah, I know by name.
They are. I guess I'm gonna go with Daniel Pewter.
Okay. Who you know, of course won tough enough that year, right?
I believe so. And he Kurt Angle in a Kimura lock.
Yes, had that infamous situation there. Because I've got a possible idea for him, I'm going Damian Sandow.
Leonard, why don't you go over very quickly who we have left?
Sure. Oh, who's left? Okay, here's who we got left. And this is the sort of a random order here. Samu, Bull Buchanan, Elias, Justin Gabriel, Tom Brandy, Jack Gallagher, Jimmy Del Rey, Mosh, Santino Marella, Alex Riley, and the fake Razor Ramon.
Go with Jack Gallagher.
Jack Gallagher might have been next for me. I like Jack, like his gimmick. Yeah, there's an interesting mix here of guys, names across different generations, big guys, small guys. Some very interesting names here. I'm gonna go with, you know what? I'm going with Elias. I like Elias. Always did.
Man. You got me again.
Oh, loving it.
You know what? The hell with it. I'm gonna go with Santino.
Okay. I might have, Santino again is a guy with his uses.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna go with, oh, I don't know if I've got a use for him, but I'm gonna go Samu. Gotta have a Samoan.
All right, and I think I'll go with Tom Brandy.
Okay. I might have went Tom Brandy. It was also Salvatore Sincere, and he worked the Patriot gimmick on the Indies.
Oh, okay.
Without Del Wilkes' permission. He was using the Patriot gimmick. So I was going to take him and use him as the Patriot if I got him, because there's some name value to the brand. So I'll take another high flyer. I'll take Justin Gabriel.
Right. Bull Buchanan is still there, right?
Yes.
I'll take Bull Buchanan.
Who was tag partners with the Boss Man at one point.
Yep.
So, I mean, I kept looking at Bull, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave him. I'm going to leave him for Chad. I'm going to take, so we got four names left. I'm going to take Jimmy Del Rey, who, if you've actually watched anything with him, you know, he was part of the Heavenly Bodies with Tom Pritchard. He's a talent. Dude's an underrated talent. Of course, a lot of people don't know that, but if you watch some of his stuff, he had an innovative moveset.
We have Fake Razor and Mosh left, right?
Mosh, Alex Riley, and Fake Razor.
Okay, we'll go with Alex Riley.
All right. Protege of The Miz, who you also have.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going Mosh.
Which means I get Fake Razor.
You get Fake Razor Ramon. I don't even remember who that dude's name is.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. All right. So here's the list. I have Ted DiBiase, Jeff Hardy, Butch Reed, Golga, who's also Earthquake, Rusev, Rhino, Evan Bourne, Smash, Simon Dean, who's Nova, Coco Beware, Carmelo Hayes, Damian Sandow, Elias, Samu, Justin Gabriel, Jimmy Del Rey, and Mosh. Chad has Bob Backlund, Big Boss Man, JBL, Jeff Jarrett, Robert Roode, Miz, Dino Bravo, Grayson Waller, Papa Shango, who is also the Godfather and Kama, Great Khali, Daniel Pewter, Jack Gallagher, Santino Marella, Tom Brandy, who's also Salvatore Sincere in The Patriot, Bull Buchanan, Alex Riley, and the fake Razor Ramon. So now the card. And Chad gets first seating on the card as I rip my legal pad. So here's the card. We're going to do a one-on-one dark match because we have a lot of dark match talent. A six-man tag, 3-on-3. A regular singles match, 1-on-1. A regular tag match of 2-on-2. A hardcore title match, 1-on-1. We're going to do a 10-man rumble. So we're each going to place five guys going back and forth, which will be their entries. The Royal Rumble first out tag team titles, a 2-on-2, and then a world title match inside of a steel cage, 1-on-1. And again, you've got one guy that you can use as a manager or for a run-in at any point you would like to use that. So, Chad, you seat first for the dark match. So who are you trotting out for the dark match?
Well, wow, what a one-up I have on you.
Maybe we need to figure out a better system.
Yeah, you're gonna get Fake Razor.
Okay, I figured Fake Razor. You know what? Because I don't have a plan, I'm gonna give you Samu.
And so Leonard won the dark match.
Yes.
I have no case for Fake Razor.
Yeah. I mean, Sam moves with Samoan. That's my thing. You know, I know he can throw headbutts and do a Samoan drop. So there we go. He's part of the bloodline.
This might be a blowout, Leonard.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so we have a 6-man tag. And that is some, you know, I think this is going to get some weird on the 6-man tag. I think I'm going to put together some of my maybe some of my high flyer dudes for the 6-man tag. So I'm going to give you Evan Bourne. I'll give you Justin Gabriel, and I'll give you Carmelo Hayes.
All right.
So I put together like my light high flyer dudes.
Well, then you're getting the Great Khali, Papa Shango, and Dino Bravo.
Good counter. Fantastic counter. Great Khali, Dino Bravo.
And well, not Papa Shango. We'll say it's the Godfather.
Whoever you want to use him as. As I'm catching up here with my writing, go ahead and make a case for your guys.
Well, I think just size alone, size and strength with Dino Bravo there. You got the Godfather who could distract them with hose. Come on now. You know, these high flyer guys are sure to succumb to the hose, if not the strength of Great Khali. I don't think they could pin any of these guys, personally. So
true. And I would say that my guys would bump like crazy for your dudes, though, which would make your dudes look even better.
That's true.
So, yeah. So I would give this one. I haven't started a tally yet. So I won the first one, and Chad is winning the second.
All right.
So we're 1-1. All right. Singles match, 1-1. 1-1, I should say. You seat first. Who are you putting out there?
Okay. So this is a singles match. How about Robert Roode?
Okay, Robert Roode, I think, is a good one to put out there. And who do I want to give Robert Roode to? I want somebody that I think can give him a run for his money, or someone who I think would just get beat by him. I'm going to go with, I don't know if it ever happened, but I'm going to give you Rusev.
Okay, so Rusev and Robert Roode. Well, so Rusev certainly has the size, but in terms of wrestling savviness and the fact that Roode was a champion in TNA, he was the top guy, and he was also, I want to say he was NXT champion, wasn't he? Don't quote me on that.
But, no, I'd have to check yeah, that out. I think.
Well, the fact is, irregardless of what champion he was, mm-hmm, he has held a lot of gold, and he has always managed to be a pretty good player in whatever company he's in. So I think that without Lana, I think that Robert Roode would be able to beat Rusev in a one-on-one match if we're having the Roode be peak Bobby Roode.
Peak Bobby Roode versus peak Rusev. I think it's a good match, actually. Yeah. I think this could be a really good bout. I definitely see it being something where Roode's probably the face, Rusev's the heel, Rusev's going to control most of the match, but Roode comes back. So, yeah, I think that was a great pick by you, because I don't think I really had anybody except for a couple of my top names that could have took Roode out there. So we'll let you have that one. So we got our tag team match next. And for the tag match, you are going to get... this is the idea I had, and screw it, I'm going to do it. You're going to get Smash and Damian Sandow dressed up like Axe. Because Sandow would do the gimmick where he would dress as different people. So you're getting Smash, And do I want to? I don't think I want to use my man. I don't think I want to use my. I don't know who I want to use as my manager, but I don't think I'm gonna use the manager yet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna use my manager yet either, but I am going to give you, you know, this is a tag team that you'll know right away.
Yeah.
Leonard, and it is Tom Brandy and Bull Buchanan.
Oh.
How do you think your faux demolition stands any chance against, you know, Brandy and Bull, as I've named them?
Brandy, B&B, the B&B Express.
There you go.
I think both of my guys, I would say, are very underrated in the ring. I say that I think they're good all around wrestlers in the ring. You know, Darso committed to everything. I think Sandow did too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The fact that they're doing the demolition gimmick, I think, makes them more the cohesive team of the two.
Just because they're doing the gimmick?
Just because they're doing the gimmick, I think that helps. I think the fact that they're doing the gimmick helps. Brandy and Buchanan, I think, are both guys that need someone better. Like, Buchanan was with, you know, Boss Man. You know, I think if Buchanan had a better partner, that might help. But I think my team, I think they're the two better wrestlers. And like I said, doing the gimmick, I think, will give them more cohesion.
Yeah, no, I agree with your reasoning. You know, Bull Buchanan was, you know, just fortunate to be a part of any era. Tom Brandy, I remember, but not much about him. So, yeah, these are just two guys that I slapped together because I do have another tag team that I'd like to use, but I didn't want to use them for this one. So we're going to give you this one because I really like Damian Sandow anyway. Not that I don't like Barry Darso. I like him as well. But Damian Sandow was one of those huge missed opportunities that WWE should have taken advantage of, in my opinion. All right.
Okay, so hardcore title match. You get the first seed this time. So who's going after the hardcore title for you?
The Big Boss Man.
Who, a former WWE Hardcore Champion, memory serves.
Yep.
And I, you know what? You're getting Rhino.
Wow. You know, this would be a good match. I feel like these guys might have worked together in that late era.
But maybe it would have been during the invasion.
Yeah, like, you know, and we'll look that up. But
yeah, we'd have to look that up. That probably would have been the only time they would have crossed paths.
Yeah, I mean, Rhino has worked for a long time. You know, Boss Man had, you know, two really great runs. Unless, you know, if I am using, you know, the peak Boss Man from the 80s, you know, I suppose I could use Big Bubba Rogers from Mid-South.
Yes.
But no, I think that this would be a good match. But, you know, Boss Man has a nightstick. And Rhino, although he is a tough guy and could gore Boss Man into oblivion, I think that Boss Man, just based on his weapons alone and his, you know, legacy of being a former hardcore champion, I think has a slight edge here.
You know, Rhino comes from ECW, has done a lot of hardcore matches. I think he is a tremendous talent because of the longevity that he has had and the way he's been able to reinvent himself, but still be kind of the core of who he is. I do agree with you, the fact that the Boss Man, but that was later Boss Man who had the hardcore titles, not the 80s Boss Man.
True. I guess I can't combine Boss Mans.
Yeah, you can't have like Universal Boss Man.
Although that sounds awesome, we need to add that to Fever Dreams.
Oh, just he can, just throughout the course of the match, he just morphs between the different gimmicks.
That might be our jump the shark moment for Fever Dreams.
Yes. You know, as much as I think a lot of people would probably go with Rhino here because of the gore, because of the more that he's done in ECW, Boss Man, I think, is a great talent. I've said, I think, underrated and great a lot during this. And as much as I wanted to argue more for my guy, Rhino, and I don't think we should have a draw in a hardcore match, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you Boss Man by the slimmest of hairs.
Okay, yeah, I do think it would be a close match, you know, but I agree with you.
Yeah, that may be the best match, best matchup, at least so far, I think we put together.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the 10-man Rumble, and we're going to go back and forth and seed these guys, five each. And I'm just going to start out with giving you Mosh. Seems like a good opener for any Rumble. Just send Mosh out there.
All right, and you're going to have Daniel Pewter.
Okay. And I would say let's just go through and seed everybody, and then we'll discuss who we think could win here. So my next guy, you know what? I'm going back to the tag well. I'm going to give you Jimmy Del Rey.
Jimmy Del Rey, and you're going to get Jack Gallagher.
All right, Jack Gallagher. Oh, Daniel Pewter, as I keep up with the names here. And I'm going to go with, oh, see, now I'm here because I'm trying to think who's going to be like my last three guys that I want to use. You're going to get Elias.
Elias, and you're going to get Grayson Waller.
Okay. See here. So that's 1, 2, 3. Okay, great. So this is the last pick for both of us. And my last guy.
Yeah, what? I only have three guys in.
What is it? Okay. You have Daniel Pewter, Jack Gallagher, and Grayson Waller.
Yeah.
I have Mosh, Jimmy Del Rey, and Elias. Yes, I miscounted.
Okay.
So we have two guys each left to seed. And I'm going to go with, oh, I hate to waste them, but I know what I want to do for the last two matches. You're going to get Butch Reed.
Ooh, that's a good one. And you are going to get JBL.
Okay. And then my ace in the hole here, you're going to get Earthquake.
Oh, man. And you're going to get Jeff Jarrett.
All right. So, of course, I think by putting Earthquake last, he's a big dude. He's a power dude. He's going to clear out the ring when he gets in there. He's going to, you know, kick a lot of butt. You know, the only guy that I could see that may do good with would be my other guys, because Butch Reed and Elias are bigger dudes. So I like Earthquake for the win here.
I definitely think that this would come down to Bradshaw and Earthquake.
I could see that. Yes.
I would love to make the argument that because Bradshaw is, JBL rather, is a champion, that, you know, he would have the upper hand here. But JBL's finishing move is the clothesline from hell. And I don't know that that would necessarily get Earthquake over the top rope for this. So I will give you Earthquake because, you know, I think he deserved to win a Rumble. He was very close. You could have used ammo by saying he was like the last guy in the one Rumble that Hogan won when.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that. So, yeah, so he, even though he was first out at one point, he was as Golga, which is a totally different gimmick. Right. In the Earthquake gimmick, he was definitely a main event dude. So, 3-3. It's not the blowout you thought it was. It's going to come down to these last ones here. So, I seeded first. Tag title match. You get to seed first. Who's your tag team?
It is going to be The Miz and Alex Riley.
Okay.
Santino as their manager.
Which I figure that's what you were doing. So let me write this down here.
I could have used Santino with Bob Backlund.
Yeah. Okay. So you're gonna get High Energy of Jeff Hardy and Coco Beware.
High Energy. That is not what High Energy was.
That's what it is here. With Simon Dean. Simon Dean is the manager.
Okay.
And well, if I'm using him as a manager, he's going to be Simon Dean.
Simon Dean and Santino as managers would make this a hilarious tag match.
Yes, because I think they would both be doing a lot of shtick on the outside.
All right, so Coco Beware and Jeff Hardy against The Miz and Alex Riley. You know, honestly, Leonard, I think this is just as, if not more even, than our hardcore match.
I'd almost give that to you, yeah.
I'm struggling to, you know, figure out who would win here. I mean, The Miz is obviously a multi-time world champion. Mm-hmm. Alex Riley is just Alex Riley.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Hardy has held world titles.
Right, that's what I mean.
Coco Beware is a Hall of Famer.
Okay, well, we're not going to use that as ammo for anything.
Oh, come on. Coco Beware, you know, I know that that Miz and Riley, you know, were put together, but they never got along. They never really liked each other. You know, Riley was always just the toady. I think Hardy and Ware maybe have more cohesion. Depends on the version of Jeff I have.
I'm gonna give you this because I'm gonna say that Frankie bites the Miz in the face.
Yes, yes. Simon Dean has Frankie. I automatically get Frankie. So yes.
Yeah. So I'll give you this as the slight win because we could sit here and debate this. And
yeah, I think we could.
I'm not going to hold to a draw with The Miz and Alex Riley. I'm not going to debate that one. So
I was going to do Jeff Hardy and Nova because I thought that was a great tag team.
You would have lost then.
Yes. Ah, yeah. See, I knew that.
Yeah.
So Simon Dean makes a much better manager for the all-new original High Energy 2.0.
See, I might change my mind if you keep calling it High Energy.
All right, we're moving past it then.
We'll move.
So we got our steel cage match, and we know who that's going to be. I'm giving you Ted DiBiase, and he's going to face Bob Backlund, which I don't know. That's probably not a match that ever happened, right?
Probably not, because they would – I'm certainly would have been in the same place at the same time, but I doubt they would have ever worked together.
Yeah, right, because they would have been in the WWF – because Ted did work WWF in the late 70s, but he was, I think, working as a undercard face. And then when Backlund came back in the early 90s, Ted was still there, but he had slowed down and he was tagging with IRS by that point.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I don't know. That's one of those ones we need to look up. But if we're talking Bob Backlund in his prime, so we're talking late 70s, WWE champ Bob Backlund, versus Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man in his prime. So we're talking late 80s Ted DiBiase here. In a steel cage, just because I thought it'd be cool to have the main event be a steel cage. And both these, I know Backlund has done steel cage matches. I assume DiBiase has, probably when he was in Mid-South. So this, I think, is even too. I want to hear your thoughts before I start making my argument. But I think this is a good match. This is a good match.
I mean, yeah, this is a classic heel versus face match if you want to go that way. Assuming you're using the Million Dollar Man version of
Ted. I think I would, yeah, against because I assume you're not doing crazy old man Mr. Backlund. You're doing
– No, although, you know, he was a world champion then as well.
Right.
But no, I'm going to use the peak Backlund, the young guy. And the fact is he was in multiple steel cage matches, some of which are in that early DVD set, the bloodiest cage matches or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I forget. But I think he had one. I want to say he had one against Pat Patterson.
That sounds right. I know I've seen. I want to say Pat. Was it Stan Hansen?
That might have been one, too.
Or maybe that might have been Bruno and Stan Hansen I saw in the cage.
Bruno definitely had a feud with Stan Hansen.
Yeah, maybe that was the one
But
I'm
the
thinking.
fact is, Bob Backlund has been in multiple steel cage matches, and I know, I'm sure DiBiase has too, but I can't think of any that really stand out to me for him. So I honestly think that if you gave Bob Backlund as champion for as long as he was a person like Ted DiBiase, I think that this would be a good feud. I think it would be a long feud, but I ultimately think that Bob Backlund would have the upper hand here slightly.
Right. If this is a steel cage match, then it's the blow off. And like you said, I think Bob has more experience in a steel cage. Even if this was a straight up singles match, I think I would still lean toward Bob, even though both guys are great ring technicians. You want to send the fans home happy with the face winning. So again, I think this is a great match, but I would lean towards Bob a little bit more than Ted here. So that actually ties us 4-4.
This is the first draw.
First, because I did not think about having an uneven amount of matches.
Right.
So I was just trying to make the numbers work with who we were going to have.
You know, if we had more time on our Zoom here, you know, we could, you know, bring back Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair and, like, you know, flip a coin to see who gets those guys. But you know what? This was fun. So we'll just call this a draw unless you have an objection.
No. I think that's a draw. That's good. And next time I'll just have to keep in mind that I need to have an uneven amount of matches, either do 7 or do 9.
When I saw your card for this and it involved like a mini Royal Rumble, I was like, how are we going to have enough guys for all this? But we certainly did. It worked.
Yeah, I did the math. This is, like I said, the most guys we've ever had. We had 17 each.
Right.
And that's why I did the Rumble, so we could use up guys. If we hadn't done that, this would have been like a 13, 14 match card.
Right. Yeah. The guys you took off made sense to take them off. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, let us know what you thought. If you have any favorites for the people that were eliminated first in the Royal Rumble, even though we didn't use Flair or Michaels, but check out our other episodes that are out there, Segment Surgery, Stupid Questions, What's That Card, and all of our other things that we do. We're available wherever you listen to podcasts as well. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.